This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Cabinet has approved budget of 11,718 crore rupees for Census 2027. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said Census 2027 will be conducted in two phases, Phase 1 and Phase 2. He said Census 2027 will be the 16th in the series and 8th since independence. Caste enumeration will be included in Census 2027. He said it will be the first ever digital census. Data will be collected using mobile applications that will be available for both Androids as well as iOS versions. Mr. Vaishnav said 30 lakh field functionaries will be involved in the exercise.
It's considered as the largest administrative and statistical exercise in the entire world. Itna massive exercise hai ye, iske liye puri taiyari ki gayi hai, bahut well planned tarike se isko kiya jayega, and a lot of digital technologies will be used in census this time.
Census 2027 will cover the entire population in the country. The process involves visiting each and every household and canvassing separate questionnaire for house listing and housing census and population enumeration. The minister also announced that cabinet approved reforms in coal linkage policy, Coal Setu. He said India is moving towards Atmanirbharta in coal sector. The policy will allow allocation of coal linkages on auction basis or long term for any industrial use and export by adding a separate window named Coal Setu in the non-regulated sector linkage auction policy of 2016, wherein any domestic buyer requiring coal can participate in the linkage auction. The cabinet also given its approval for the minimum support price for copra for 2026 season. Lok Sabha today took up discussion on supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2025-26 and the appropriation number 4 bill. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill for consideration and passing. It seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the consolidated fund for the services of the financial year 2025-26. The legislation also seeks Parliament's approval for a gross additional expenditure of 1,32,000 crore rupees. The National Council of Applied Economic Research, NCAER, has said that India is witnessing an increase in skilled workforce and productivity of small enterprises, leading to substantial employment growth in the country. The Minister of Finance said in a statement that Vice Chairman of NCAER, Manish Sabharwal, released a study titled India's Employment Prospects, Pathways to Jobs yesterday. Mr. Sabharwal said that India is on track to become the world's third largest economy, and its per capita GDP highlights valuable opportunities to prioritize employment and inclusive growth. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the government has strengthened the framework to combat fake news and deface fakes across media platforms. In response to a question, the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Vaishnav said, a broad statutory and institutional framework already exists to address such harmful content across various media platforms. The minister said Code of Ethics has been framed under IT Rules 2021 for publishers of news and current affairs on digital media. Prasar Bharati has not made any collaboration with AI-generated music band named Trilok for broadcasting content on Akashvani Doordarshan or its OTT platform Waves. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said this in a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha today. He said a few AI-created devotional songs were telecast on the Prasar Bharati network, including the Waves OTT platform, during Durga Navratri festival this year. The minister informed that this was done on a pilot basis without any monetary or recurring commitment. Embassy of India in Bangkok is in close touch with Thai authorities in the case related to Saurav Luthra and Gaurav Luthra, owners of the nightclub in Goa, where a fire killed 25 people last week. Sources said that the two have been detained by the Thai authorities in Phuket following an intervention by the embassy. Sources added that the Thai authorities are presently taking action as per local laws, including for sending the two individuals back to India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.